Rookie quarterback Blake Bortles made his entrance at EverBank Field for the first time as the Jaguars starter here in Week 5 of 2014. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap in the aftermath of the Jaguars' 17-9 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bortles led his team down the field for a field goal on the first series. You got the sense there would be some momentum. But after that, the offense sputtered and stalled. Not all Bortles' fault. There were plenty of drop passes. There was a series of holding penalties and miscues that really cost the Jaguars any opportunity to stay in the rhythm that they established early.
I know we had some drops or opportunities we could turn into big plays, but we got to go after those though. It's a proven stat. If you get an explosive play and the drive, your percentages for scoring goes up. So we got to take advantage of those opportunities and, you know, keep challenging the offense to move in that direction.
You're going to make mistakes. You know, you try not to make the same mistakes twice, but just seeing things, seeing looks and saying, you know, I could have taken that, I should have taken that, or, you know, I checked to this when I probably should have checked to that. I think all those things, you know, schematical things, you know, as far as, you know, I know the offense, but, I mean, there's just so much more you can know and become, you know, it can put our offense in better situations.
You know, that's stuff that we can control, and, you know, we got to eliminate all that kind of stuff, and, you know, that's all on us. You know, that stuff's part of football, but we can control penalties, we can control drop balls, and we can control mental errors.
You know, we thought this season the defense would have to keep it close while the young offense found its way. And they did today against Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger and the offense for the Steelers started 0-4 on third down. But then the crafty veteran made a couple of key plays here and there, got going on third down, and even though the Jaguars held him to just 10 points, which certainly is improvement, they were left thinking about the plays they left on the field.
We could tell we went and worked on some things and took strides. Everybody took ownerships and was accountable. You know, we had a couple plays where we gave up, but, you know, they scout us. They watch film also, and we gave up 10 points. So, you know, for us, we just got to continue to build on it, continue to go out and get better with what we're doing and try to master exactly what we got going on.
A few notes from today's ball game. The opening drive netted points for the first time this season. It was only a field goal, but it was the first time in 2014 that the Jaguars opened the game with points. Today was also the first action for Storm Johnson, the rookie running back from Central Florida. He had a 20-yard run that set up a field goal in the third quarter that made it 10-9. And by the way, that run was to the side of Austin Pasdor, the right tackle who was seeing his first action of the season after breaking his hand back in August. A career day for Avery Jones, the second-year player from Georgia, had two sacks and forced a fumble, which gave the Jaguars a chance to stay in the ball game late. However, a few plays later, Blake Bortles threw the pick six. That made it 17-9. And with just a few plays left in the ball game, middle linebacker Paul Posluszny left with what appears to be an arm injury. He struggled with both biceps during the preseason. That's your rapid recap. The Steelers send the Jaguars to 0-5 on the season with a 17-9 win in Jacksonville. For Rapid Recap and Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.